Please be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This morning's meditation is based on the gospel lesson that was just read from Matthew chapter 25. And Jesus tells a parable about a wedding or marriage feast. The story base of a parable is a grand Jewish wedding. And in Jewish society of that day, it was like a betrothal, a formal agreement between two families or two individuals that was legally binding, even though yet they were not married. Though the betrothed continued to live in separate homes and families for a time, it could be up to a year. But they were still legally husband and wife. Then on a scheduled evening, the bridegroom and his friends went in festive procession to the home of the bride to bring her and her maiden companions in procession to the groom's home for the consummation of the marriage. And it lasted for days. This, of course, is foreign to our concepts of weddings today. Weddings in our society today are announced for a specific time. You get an invitation, when to go, and you go to the ceremony. Some don't even go to the ceremony. They just go to the reception because that's where you have the most fun. However, in the first century Palestine, a wedding could happen any time within several days. And when a couple married, they didn't go away for a honeymoon like in our culture today. Instead, they stayed at home and the celebration was for a whole week. Yet Jesus is telling this parable this morning, not from the vantage point of the bride and the groom, but of 10 young virgins who had been invited to the happy occasion. The virgins would be what we call today the bridesmaids. They were responsible for preparing the bride to meet the bridegroom. Jesus says 5 of them were foolish and 5 of them were wise. What was the measure of these wise virgins? In a word, it was their readiness to be part of this big event. And all the bridesmaids had oil in their lamps, ready to meet the bridegroom when he was coming. But 5 of them had an additional supply of oil, because no one knew when the bridegroom was going to show up. And these lamps, or torches, they consisted of a long pole with oil-drenched rags at the top. And they required large amounts of oil in order to keep burning. And that oil had to be replenished about every 15 minutes, because you see how much oil was needed. But see, no one knew when the bridegroom would arrive. The uncertainty was part of the excitement of the wedding, the feast. The bridegroom hoped to catch some of the bridal party napping. But fairness required that some sort of announcement had to be made. So just before the big event, a messenger went out and sent to the streets shouting, "Behold, the bridegroom comes!" The alert ones in the wedding party would respond and the others would be left behind. In Jesus' parable, he says the cry came at midnight. How many people get married at midnight? It's a little late, don't you think? This was often the case. Most bridegrooms chose to come late at night. So the sleeping attendants were awakened. It was then that the 5 foolish virgins realized they didn't have enough oil in their lamps to get through the night. Panicked, they attempted to borrow some of the oil from the other bridesmaids. But the other bridesmaids said, "Well, if we give you our oil, there won't be enough for us. Go to the dealers and buy some for yourself." And I doubt there's many dealers that are open at midnight. Notice what happens when the 5 virgins return from buying their extra oil and they're trying to enter the wedding feast. In verse 10 of our gospel, "And while they were going to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the marriage feast, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also saying, 'Lord, Lord, open to us.' Truly, I say to you, I don't know you," said the bridegroom. Well, what does this parable have to do with us today? What can we glean from this metaphor of a wedding feast that Jesus tells us about? How does this relate to our everyday lives as Christians? Again, Jesus begins the parable, and most all his parables in the Bible, the kingdom of heaven is like, and then he goes into the metaphor or the parable. Jesus warns in this parable that many invited to share the eternal joy of his kingdom will miss out by failing to have a living faith at the end. Though many people will be condemned for total rejection and unbelief, many more will fail to enter heaven because they neglected their faith. The five foolish virgins neglected to keep enough oil to keep their lamps burning, so they missed out on the great feast when the bridegroom arrived. The five wise virgins were focused and ready for the bridegroom to come. The foolish ones were not. Jesus here is talking about spiritual readiness. And you know what? Likewise, we need to be focused and ready on the things of God in the kingdom of God in our lives. We need to pay attention to the lamps of our faith that they don't burn out. How can we be ready in these crazy times that we live in? You see, the five foolish virgins represent those who neglected their faith in really three ways. First, it was just spiritual apathy. And what do I mean by spiritual apathy? It's being away from worship, not partaking in God's means of grace, of hearing his word and coming to eat his body and drink his blood. It's ignoring God's word in prayer, like, think other things are more important. Our priorities have a tendency to get mixed up. God is no longer first in our lives. We buy into the world's ways and the message of our culture that says, you can live any way you want. You're in charge of your destiny. And many times we wander into sin and we no longer live a life of faith and repentance. You see, spiritual apathy is a characteristic of not having concern for the things of God and just simply don't care. Second, it says something about things in life that cannot be borrowed. When the announcement was made, the bridegroom was coming, the foolish maidens went to the wise maidens and said, give us some of your oil. We have none. You see, you and I cannot live on someone else's faith. We can help and encourage one another, but at the end of the day, we're all individually accountable to God. No one can believe for you. Faith is the most intense personal experience we will ever have. Other people can encourage us, they can pray for us, they can bring us up in the way we should go. But in the end, we must embrace faith ourselves. We must embrace Jesus ourselves. Nobody can do that for us. And third, the parable suggests that there's just some things that can't be put off to the last moment. A midterm exam is not something you can put off until the last day before the exam without studying throughout the semester. On the morning of the exam, there's neither time nor sobriety to understand 3 months worth of knowledge in the semester, right? Or when it comes to major decisions in our businesses and with our families, we all understand that there must be diligent preparation. There's some things that just can't be shotgunned at the last moment. Jesus uses this metaphor many times in the Gospels. The point of being ready and too little too late. In Luke 13, Jesus says, strive to enter through the narrow door. For many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able. When once the master of the house has risen and shut the door, and you begin to stand outside and knock at the door saying, Lord, open to us, then he will answer, I don't know where you come from. I don't know you. Do you get the picture? Are we like the five wise virgins with their lamps trimmed and plenty of oil, ready for the bridegroom, or are we like the five foolish ones who were not diligent to let their oil run out? In other words, are we spiritually diligent, or do we neglect our faith because time is running out? Let's be real honest with ourselves this morning. Many times, our lives are like the five foolish virgins. I know mine is. How often are we more comfortable with our sins, spiritual apathy, than with life in Jesus and embracing his promises for us? Time and time again, we end up falling back into the comfortable habits of our sinful flesh, neglecting our faith in God's word. And there are times we're overwhelmed with family problems, stressful jobs, worry over finances, failing health, or that medical diagnosis. Then many of us grapple with loneliness or hopelessness. The list goes on and on. Many times we're simply just running on empty. Our lamps are out, and we haven't enough oil to keep going. You know, there are times in my life where my prayer is, God, keep me a Christian. The world, the devil, and my flesh are too much to bear. Sin clings to us like fleas. We can't seem to get rid of them. My lamp is out. It's low. I need oil. But here's the good news that I want to leave you with this morning. God restores us to himself. He has given us Jesus, who died and rose again to save us from being shut out, to forgive us all our sins. He is the one who continually leads us to repentance and faith. If left to ourselves, we're out of oil. When we believe him, when we trust him, we're no longer running on empty, but we have the oil of the Holy Spirit to keep our lamps burning, no matter what circumstances we go through. When we cling to Jesus by faith, he enables us to be ready by keeping us in the true faith. When we come to the Lord's table to eat the true body and blood of our Lord Jesus, we are assured of the forgiveness of our sins, eternal life, and salvation. The promise for us is that our oil, our lamps, will be filled. The Holy Spirit keeps our lamps burning and vigilant to the end. Isn't that cool? It's not something we do, but something that God has done for us. We cling to it by faith. Listen to what King David says in Psalm 18. I love this psalm. He says, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. And here, listen to this. For it is you who light my lamp. The Lord my God lightens my darkness. For by you I can run against a troop, and by my God I can leap over a wall. It is God who gives us the Holy Spirit to keep us in the true faith. Are we willing to listen and to grab hold of that, to cling to Christ? So are you running on empty this morning? Is your oil low? Jesus said that we are at all times to be prepared because no one knows the hour. Brothers and sisters, the best way to be prepared is clinging to Christ in faith and believing in all his promises to you. Because there will be a time. No further preparation will be necessary, because by his grace and love, he will receive you into his kingdom. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.